And the clan house that I visited with you, that was your father's clan?
Yes.
Okay. And the Sun House was the Kikseti?
Mm-hmm. That was our house.
Okay. Can you tell me a bit about the Sun House?
I don't, except for being able to remember seeing it when I was growing up. They didn't do much there. It was just a great big white man building. It wasn't anything like Shake's Island. And it just had, at the peak, it had a round window. And they didn't do anything there. One of the men that were head of the Kikseti's was the caretaker of it. And then it went down, and we were hoping at one time when we were building the Totem Park that there would be some way we could get funding to put a replica of the Sun House there, but now we've got to concentrate on Shake's Island.
Yeah. So it was behind the Totem Park?
No, it was, you know, the Kikseti pole that stands right in the middle, it was right behind that.
Oh, okay. And so it was there a Sun House before that one was built? An older one that was on the same site, do you know?
I don't really know. That's the only one I've seen in pictures, and then I remember it being there when I grew up.
What is the relationship with the sun and the frog? Is there
the sun we use as our emblem, as our crest, because of the Sun House?
Okay.
Because that's our tribal house.
I see.
And then the frog we get from our cultural. Each crest that we choose was chosen from some great thing that animal or something did for us, like the bear leading the people to the mountain during the flood. And there's a story about the killer whale when the man went overboard and went, and there's a story about killer whale, and there's a story about the frog that these people went out in their canoe and it got foggy out there, and the people on the canoe heard this noise and they spotted the frog on the water, and the frog swam and led them to shore.
Oh, neat.
So they took the frog as their crest.
Wow.
So all of our crests, all of our emblems have a meaning, why we chose them.